It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers. And welcome to episode 22 of the Podketeer Podcast. I am pedaling along here in the Podketeer Mobile Recording Studio. My little silver BMW. And I am currently, pardon the turn signal, on my way to Disneyland. I just got off of work. It's 2:30 in the afternoon, and I work just a few miles from Disneyland, so I am very fortunate to get off early enough to where most days, if I want to, I go to Disneyland for a couple hours, and I'm sure I make a lot of you folks jealous by that. I am right now, I just turned on to Ball Road, and Ball Road is one of the streets that borders Disneyland. Disneyland is bordered by Ball Road, West Road, Catella Avenue, and Harbor Boulevard. Don't know if you really needed to know that, but it's just another useless bit of knowledge that I gave you here on the Podketeer Podcast. Let's see here. It's recording. Just checking to make sure it's recording. And I'm still pedaling down Ball Road. I work, if you know the area, I work very near the Los Alamitos racetrack. So it's about maybe a 20-minute drive from there to Disneyland. Now, the park is closed at 8 o'clock tonight for a special event. It's a holiday celebration, the beginning of the holiday season celebration for a radio station here in Southern California, KLOS. No, I'm sorry, it isn't KLOS tonight. It's Coast 103.5. And Coast, from Thanksgiving on through Christmas, plays nothing but holiday music. So they're kind of kicking off the season with a special event. Monday, the 14th, they had one for annual pass holders. And unfortunately, I had something going that night, so I didn't make it. So I'm making up for it by going tonight, so I can see the holiday decorations. I always enjoy seeing the castle, see what they do to it. Last year, to me, I don't know if it was just me, but it seemed like they kind of scaled back the decorations on the castle. It wasn't quite as elaborate. Maybe it was just me not remembering the year before or thinking of it a little more fondly than it really was. But other than that, everything was pretty cool. They had the tree there. Now they have the artificial tree. For years and years, they had an actual tree, but then they decided... Now, I don't know if it was really for ecology reasons, so they'd stop chopping down the big trees, or if it was just to save money or what it was, but about 3 or 4 years ago, I think it was, they changed over using a artificial tree. But it is a very realistic artificial tree. Looks really, really nice. All right, well, you know, I'm going to pause this because there really isn't a whole lot to tell you about the trip I'm making. So once I get to the park, I'll start it back up and we'll continue with the show. So I'm giving you a fast pass along Ball Road here on to the park. So I'll start it back up once I get on the tram.
This show is brought to you by the fine folks at Toys Etc., your one-stop shop for all the toys your mom threw away. Looking for something special for a birthday or anniversary? Find that special person a toy from their past. If anyone can find it, it's Toys Etc. Look them up at toysetc.com. That's TOYZETC.com.
Hey, Podcateers, just had to tell you, on the way out of the park, I met Tony Baxter. And it was a big thrill for me. Any of you who are big Disney nuts know who Tony Baxter is. And if you don't, he is a longtime Imagineer and very high up in the hierarchy of Imagineering. A lot of the rides in the park owe themselves to Tony. And I found a little bit of audio. It was an interview that was recorded a while back at the premiere of Wall-E. So I'm going to play that just to give you a little background on Tony Baxter, and just because it was kind of neat that I got to meet him. Just talked to him for about 2 seconds. He was in a big hurry getting somewhere. They were having a special get-together that night for the Coast 103.5 radio station here in Southern California. And I would imagine he was somehow involved in that. So here's the interview with Tony Baxter, and then on with the rest of the show.
And we're talking to Imagineer Tony Baxter here at the premiere of Wall-E. Wall-E is, cleans up a lot of messes. Could Wall-E be of use to you at Imagineering?
I think he could. You know, I think we've done a pretty good job lately, though. We're kind of getting things back in operation that haven't been there for a while, and so we're going to continue that trend.
Well, it's been a very exciting week down at the parks. How has the Toy Story Midway Mania reaction been?
I think it's been very good. I myself love doing it, and I'm not necessarily an interactive person. I love the old traditional rides, but on this one, going on it over and over again is really, really fun. So I think it's a step in the right direction, and it's the best feedback we've ever done. When you're actually, you know, shooting on that ride, you get the absolute sense of what you're doing, and it's a lot of fun. It is.
Now, what are you most looking forward to with the changes that are coming to Disney's California Adventure?
Well, probably the obvious ones, the Little Mermaid and the big giant Cars attraction in Cars Land. So both of those will probably be the two stunning components.
Now, we've been hearing, and tell me if this is true, that the Little Mermaid attraction has been sort of getting plussed and plussed. Has that been the case?
I certainly hope so, because I'm going to be very critical of that, because as you know, we did a version of that for both Disneyland and Paris. So when we get our chance for a peer review, I will make sure that we have a lot of the really cool stuff in it that we had in the original version of it that we were going to do before. Obviously, technology has moved on from 1960 or 1995, and so there'll be a lot more in this one, or capable of being in this one.
Okay. Well, we'll let you head in and see Wall-E, and thank you so much for stopping and talking with us.
My pleasure, always. So have fun. I hope you all see the movie next week when it comes out.
We will.
Yeah.
And now, I'm going to pick right back up where I left off before Tony Baxter so rudely interrupted us. So, on with my live recording at the park. Hello, Podcateers. Well, as it turned out, I didn't use the train. I walked over. See, I'm on Weight Watchers, and I got to thinking that, hey, that would be a good way to get a little exercise. So, I'm in my favorite spot in the park, sitting on the benches here, just inside the fort structure in Frontierland. There's a little walkway that leads over to the Carnation Plaza, where they have the bands, that is shortly going to be torn down and changed around as some kind of meet and greet thing for the princesses that they're going to put there. So this little pathway may change too, but if you're here at the park and you're looking for a nice quiet place to sit and contemplate the day you're having, this is a good place to do it. It's also a good place to record because it's usually pretty quiet over here, as you can tell. It's about 6 o'clock in the evening. I just got done recording the parade, and I'm going to be playing the audio for you here in just a little bit. It wasn't spectacularly good audio because I had a lot of noisy people around me, but sometimes that makes it even better. And it's not binaural audio because I didn't have my microphones with me, so it's stereo, but it's not binaural. It should still sound okay. So, without further ado, I think I'll go ahead and play you the parade audio. So, here we go with that.
Waiter?
Yes, sir.
Have you got any milk fat chicken?
Yes, sir.
Well, squeeze the milk out. I want to bring me a glass.
Thank you.
enjoy a Christmas fantasy parade. As you continue to celebrate the season, we wish you all the joy the holidays bring.
I hope you enjoyed the parade audio. It was all right. Like I say, it was a little noisy, but sometimes that makes it even better. Get to hear all the little kids' reactions to the parade. Now, one thing, if you are coming out here to see it, the parade is identical to last year's. I saw no change whatsoever. So, as I said, the music's the same, all the floats are the same, nothing different. Exactly the same as last year. So now, I am going to walk over, and I'm going to record the Small World holiday audio. And I'll be inserting that right after this little statement. So, right after this, you're going to hear the Small World holiday audio.
下船していただく指示が出されるまでは席を立たないでください。ご協力ありがとうございます。
Well, that small rural holiday audio is about the same as it was last year. Didn't really notice much of a difference. Well, especially in the audio, there wasn't any difference. There was a few little decorative differences on the inside, but nothing different in the audio. So I hope you enjoyed that. And now, the fireworks. I recorded the audio out here on the same evening as everything else that I recorded here from the holiday stuff. So now, without further delay, here's the Disneyland Fantasy in the Sky holiday fireworks celebration demonstration thing. Here we go. Just got done watching the holiday fireworks. They were a little muted because it was kind of foggy, so the high stuff didn't get to see too much of it other than kind of a flash in the clouds. They've definitely improved the snow. That looked really good. It was a little iffy before, but it looked real. If I didn't know better, I think it was snowing. Definitely did a great job on that. I'm out here in the Esplanade in between California Adventure and Disneyland. As I said, they're closing down early tonight. It's 8 o'clock and everybody's leaving, heading for the parking lots because, as I said, they're doing a special thing tonight with Coast 103.5. There goes the monorail. It goes from the blue one and the orange one today. All right, Podcateers. Well, I hope you enjoyed the fireworks and the small world audio I recorded tonight. And the rest of my rambling on. And I hope you come back and listen to us next week. And as always, y'all take care of yourselves and you have a magical Disney week. See you next time. Ta-ta for now.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I'd just like to take a moment to again thank my friend Rick Moyer at MoyerMultimedia.com for taking the time to put together the theme song to the Podcateer podcast. If you need any voiceover work, or you need any kind of a theme song or music put together for a presentation or for your company or for a podcast, you look Rick up. He could not be more helpful. His name is Rick Moyer, and the name of his website is MoyerMultimedia.com.
The great caricature artwork on the Podcateer website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art. Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse Copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Careful getting home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.